listener production.
Hello, it's Rosie O'Brien. Detectives remain at a Brisbane unit block this evening as they investigate the discovery of human remains. Cleaners found the body just before 11 a.m. and alerted authorities. Detective Superintendent Andrew Massingham says it had been concealed in a void behind a Besser block wall.
It was located partially buried, very tightly wrapped, and covered in clothing and bedding.
Cops have made a public appeal for previous residents of the Alderley Ave unit block or anyone with information to come forward. A southeast Queensland family have been identified as the victims of a plane crash near Florida at the weekend. Christian and Misty Kath were on a light aircraft with their teenage daughter when it crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. The mother and daughter sadly died while the father is still missing. It's not yet known what caused the crash. Police have charged six members and associates of the Bandidos bikie gang over a violent burglary in Marsden. The arrests come following searches of multiple properties in locations including Pimpama and Crestmead. The men are accused of assaulting and torturing a woman and two men in July in a case of mistaken identity. They've been denied bail and will front court tomorrow. Just briefly, that low-intensity heatwave is hanging around. Tomorrow, Brisbane is forecast to reach 37 degrees. If we hit that, it'll be the warmest day since December 2019. And schoolies are on high alert after a teenager has fallen ill with the deadly disease meningococcal. Doctors are urging anyone with symptoms to seek immediate medical treatment. Groin issues are still plaguing Titans back AJ Brimson. He says he's working on getting stronger in the gym to combat the injury. He'll then focus on field sessions.
You know, it's probably been on for about 18 months now, just like in little niggles and that. So hopefully it does go away, but it gives me confidence knowing that I played last year with it. So if it's any better than last year, then I'll be fine.
And Football Australia CEO James Johnson wants Graham Arnold to continue as Socceroos coach. He says no decision has been reached just yet, with Arnold's contract now up following our World Cup exit.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.